We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Già bella.
Sì.
Ah, molto bene.
Hello, TK. Thank you for that sub. Top of the morning to you, buddy, as well.
I feel like I bit my tongue. Like the sides of my tongue.
Don't bite your tongue, bud.
Now, did you ever try not doing that thing?
That's a good point. I should have done that.
That is the worst, because then it's going to be all day if you did.
I got a fat tongue as is, ladies.
Did you eat salt last night, or are you just a little bloated, maybe?
No, I had my chicken nugget sliders.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's salt. I didn't actually mean, like, did you pour salt into something and then just...
My wife comes in the kitchen, and she's like, you should have just bought regular-sized buns. And I go, no. I like them to be little mini... chicken nugget sliders.
How many fingers do you hold it with? One? Do you just hold them like this?
Well, let me explain to the audience what my sliders are. Yeah. I get the King's Hawaiian rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the bag of, like, the chicken nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And I air fry, like, 8 chicken nuggets.
8 to 10?
20.
Oh.
And... because I have my dessert nuggets after my initial nuggets.
Oh, well,
nuggets.
I mean...
I
don't, be
sliders,
don't be crazy.
And then I got my dessert nuggets.
Yeah.
So... then I cut my King's Hawaiian rolls open.
All right.
And then I put a little slice of cheddar cheese on each one.
Okay.
And then a little Miracle Whip. And then the nuggets go inside the roll, and I close the roll, and I got a little sliders.
You don't put it through, like, 5 minutes in the oven?
To melt it?
After the fact? No?
Never thought of that till right now, bud. Maybe I'll try your move today.
Yeah, just get, like, just a couple minutes.
Just to melt it up a little bit?
Yeah, give it a little extra bite.
I've also considered making little chicken nugget parms.
Oh, I've done that.
Where you put a little cheese on it and then you oven it.
I did it with the dino nuggets.
Oh, once.
It was really good. It was worth it.
Dance around in my mouth hole. Oh, yeah.
It was definitely worth it, that's for sure. Well, good. Glad you had some
chicken nuggets. So I got that. I'll have some more today for lunch.
Do you cut them or do you just pull them apart as needed?
What do you mean?
Because they're all together.
The King's Hawaiian rolls?
Right. That's like a 12 or whatever.
So it's like, do you have rows to, like, of four.
Do you have to, like, pull them apart or do you just wait as needed?
I take a whole row.
Yeah.
And then my bread knife and I cut them open so I can open. That's one cut.
Yeah.
And then I separate them.
Gotcha.
So if you envision my plate as it waits for the nuggets to be prepared.
Little frickers.
I have a bunch of rolls just, like, set up like flower petals around my plate. And they're all open. They're all Miracle Whipped. They're all cheesed up. And they're just waiting for the nuggets to finish there.
They're just waiting for that mouth hole.
And then, boom, right in the mouth hole.
The final descent.
Yo, I got to go home and eat some more chicky sliders, bud.
I mean...
you got me craving them now. It's 6:10 in the morning.
It's
going
to be a good day for us. It's going to be too hot to
too
be doing
hot.
Stuff outside, really.
Humid.
With food.
Humid day today.
Eat inside.
I don't know if we'll get storms later, but it's definitely going to be muggy out. So
you can't tell. I don't know.
Stay hydrated. If you're working out of doors today, make sure you're hydrated. Get your drinks.
Yep. I saw some construction worker, whatever, yelling at another one of his construction workers. He was behind in line at a gas station, and he's yelling. He goes, "Bud, what'd I tell you?" And he turns around at the other bud, and he's got, like, 3 monsters.
Ugh.
And the other guy has got one and then, like, 4 waters. He's like,
yeah.
And he said swear words. You're going to be blood, bud.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And so he did that, like.
Yeah, you got to hydrate.
Sad walk, put one back, grabbed a water.
Coffee is not hydration.
Nah, you got to be careful, man.
Coffee is not. But I had a cup of coffee. That's not hydration.
And it isn't. I mean, it's fast, but it's not instant with the hydration. You know what I mean?
No, you got it. It's a process.
Once you're hydrated or dehydrated, it's going to take a minute.
Stella says, we use rotisserie chicken. Take all the meat off, chop it up, add some ranch, add some Franks, a bunch of cheddar cheese, spread them all over the Hawaiian rolls. Boom.
I love snagging a rotisserie chicken to use it for stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the best.
It's getting to the point where rotisserie chickens are cheaper than buying a whole chicken and rotisserieing it up yourself.
Absolutely.
A whole chicken's like $10 now, but you can get like a rotisserie for $7 or $8.
And ever since I made that switch over months ago, Tops has still been the most consistent with size, price.
Yeah, they got those bag chickens. Yep.
Oh my God, I went to Tops.
You guys.
And they had chickens in a bag.
Standing here laughing. This is such small town vibes.
This has got to be a simulation. They've got chickens in bags.
My buddy Carol says throw that Miracle Whip in the trash. Listen, now, I know.
Whoa, I might not use it in the same way he does sometimes, but I got your back.
I know. You and I are pretty on our own with our love of Miracle Whip.
Yeah, we're the only people I know, I think, that like the tangy zip.
There's not a lot of people that listen to this show that like that Miracle Whip. I like a mayonnaise, but I don't know what it is about that tangy zip.
It's just good. It's that.
I was just raised on it.
It's the way that the egg and the vinegar mix.
Yeah, it's a good mix. It's a good mix. We got more World Cup action today. We'll get into that.
Yep.
Cody has the craziest story. Ooh. That I've heard him recount in a while.
Ooh.
Coco Puffs. Tonight.
Oh.
At 7 p.m. Presented by Just Joe's Buds now, right? Joe's Buds. Tonight's show, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv or theshow.mm. Theshow.fm.
And Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
And live. And tonight's going to be a special show. We'll fill you in on that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's got a good story. But, try not to be ageist, but I am. Is he?
I just want to talk.
All right, hold on. Go ahead. Is he by the cars? No, he's good. All right.
Let me make sure.
Try not to be ageist, but I am a little ageist. I just don't care for old people.
when some of them act the way they do now.
Yeah, and I know that's not great of me, but what can you do? You know,
no, we were brought up that you had to respect every single older person
and
because
I don't like
respect
that.
Your elders. And no, respect is earned.
Respect
from
is
every
earned.
Single person.
Now this guy's done nothing wrong. He's just the world's oldest truck driver now. He's 93 years old.
Okay.
And why I say I'm going to be ageist is because I'm like, do we need a 93-year-old driving a big rig around Iowa?
Because I'm sure his reaction time's better than yours.
Probably is.
Great, but he's still 93.
But the human faculties start to fade at a certain age.
Yeah, despite how much or how long you've tucked your work shirt into your jeans.
Yes. An Iowa man, 93, is about to become the Guinness World Record holder for the oldest active truck driver. And this is the most Iowa name ever. Orin Asmus.
What is Orin Asmus?
Asmus. O-R-R-I-N A-S-M-U-S. Orin Asmus.
I'm calling him Orin Asmus.
Orin Asmus.
Mr. Ass.
Who will turn 94 in August. Has been behind the wheel since age 19. Has logged over 5 million miles over 70 years on the job. He has hauled cargo in every U.S. state except Hawaii and Alaska.
Like, so you're done then. I mean, well...
Must like it.
Because at this point, what are you going to do?
I mean, yeah, you're going to tell him to stop?
I mean, unless...
Unless catastrophe happens.
I would like to have him maybe retested. How often do they check to see if he's his wits?
We got
and
a lot
whatever.
Of truck drivers that listen. Do they like? Because I know they certainly don't retest your driver's license. We got a lot of olds just whipping around. If you're a commercial driver, like, hey man, you're 93. Let's
maybe dial it back.
Let's just we're gonna just see how you're doing. Just see how you're doing.
I'm just fine. I don't need you. Douchebags telling me otherwise.
He's set to surpass Doyle Archer, who was 92 years old, as the world's oldest trucker. All right.
Old Doyle.
Katie says, I'm kind of surprised he can pass his physical and his medical card. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Or is it one of those
yearly
where
physicals,
they
they're all saying on the text line?
Or are they not giving him those?
That's Orin. He's fat.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors and kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Twitch.tv/ the show or the show.fm.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
It'll be fun. We'll do some whatnot.
Still can't buy Nito toys. Remember the Nito that I have? Oh, it's at my house right now.
Oh, the ice cube thing there.
Who gave me that? Uncle Ferg gave me that?
Yes.
Uncle Ferg, shout out.
Yep.
Yeah, the little Nito squeezies. Still can't buy them. Wow. They were, I don't know why.
That's crazy.
You
That's
can buy a million knockoffs. There's a million knockoffs, but not the official Nitos.
That's been months.
Months and months, yeah. It was like the big toy in the fall, and you still can't buy them. But
wow. All right.
Another reason is because kids are being stupid with them and putting them in the microwave and exploding them. I got to talk out both sides of my ass on this, because I am a parent now, but I was a stupid teen as well.
Yeah.
I could have seen me doing this.
But knowing how hard they were to get?
Yeah, but kids don't care.
Kids, a six-year-old has no idea.
This is a fire marshal. Fire marshal? This is a fire marshal.
He's got a shower time?
Explaining that these are very dangerous pranks, because you're making basically a lava cube.
Yeah, that thing is, it's like the stuff that's kind of in a Stretch Armstrong, right? So it's like that weird plastic.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Goo.
It's like that corn syrup, but it's like thicker. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it.
Heating it up ain't
good. It exploded and oozed its gel on them. The four-year-old suffered burns to her legs, I believe her arms.
You probably can't get it off immediately, too.
No, I don't know what that is.
No.
But of all the things that are collectible, don't be. I mean, somebody would honestly pay you $50 for that on eBay right now.
The ones he said a 4-year-old got burned, so they had no idea. They don't know. Danny got no idea.
Ink says my son just exploded his, and he didn't even heat it up though. How do you explode it?
Would you just squeeze it enough?
I want to drive over it with a car.
Hmm.
Once they're not popular anymore,
then you can do some stuff with them.
And you can just buy them, yeah.
I want to see what type of experiments you could do.
Yeah, I want to throw one in the fire. I want to drive over it. I want to stab it.
I wonder if you could stab it, squeeze all the stuff out in like a line, and then light that line on fire like you can with hand sanitizer.
Just to see what it is.
Yeah.
I want to do so many experiments with it.
Is it flammable?
But I can't, because they're the most coveted things in the world for some reason.
I know. That is still pretty insane that this has been quite that.
They're still hard to find.
You still can't get one.
Twitch.tv/the show if you want to jump in. Shambles on YouTube says, what are you talking about? Those Nito cubes, Shambled. You might not know where they are. They're like just a squeezy. I don't even know what to describe. It's a square.
Yeah, it looks like an ice
with
cube.
With gel in it.
The most famous popular ones, right? They look like the ones that are right. The ice cubes. That's the most famous.
I want the iceberg. It's the bigger one.
There's a bigger one.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's like a teardrop one. You can get a million of them.
That's funny. They had a bunch of ones like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, but a place at the Taste of Syracuse had them, and they were moving them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of the non, like, a bunch of
Similar.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's like a fidget toy.
It's a fidget toy, and I like the fidget. I'm on the Nito website right now, and it looks like there's some back in stock.
Yeah.
So maybe you can get them now.
Get it and light her on fire.
The Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals are coming to the Great New York State Fairgrounds, presented by the McGuire Family of Dealerships and Camping World Thursday, guys. It's opening up on a Thursday.
Yeah, here we go.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm sure they're all extremely ready over there.
That's the sound of cars already lining up. Largest car show in the Northeast, over 7,000 vehicles and 250 vendors.
Oh.
Purchase tickets in advance online at select local Napa dealers or at SyracuseNationals.com. Kids under 12 are free. Don't forget about that Thursday night fun, as it is opening on Thursday. Come after 5 o'clock a week from today. Just $5. A lot of stuff going on.
They rejected I offered to show people how to fill windshield wiper fluids.
Really? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Mechanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
We got a seasoned mechanic over here changing windshield washer fluids.
And I switched out my summer air for my summer air just a couple
your
days ago.
Your winter air? You took your winter air?
Took that right out and got that summer air going. So
I topped off my blinker fluid
did
the
you?
Other day. Yeah.
That I'm still learning.
Yeah. It's a trick. It's tricky, but I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
Rented a porta potty yesterday, bud.
What?
First time doing that.
Why do you need a porta potty?
We're having a party. Not me, my in-laws, and I was in charge of porta potty.
Why?
I don't know. That's the job I took.
How many people are coming?
It's going to be my brother and sister-in-law's I think, 25th wedding anniversary? Something. It's a big anniversary.
White people have parties for anything.
I didn't book the party. I didn't put...
No, I'm
their
just,
children,
I'm yeah.
my nieces, wanted to throw a party yeah, for cool. their anniversary, and we're doing it at my in-laws, because they got a big yard, you saw them. But my in-laws, we don't have sewer by us. Well, we only have septic tanks.
Well, and they don't want 30 to...
50 or 60, going in the house and using it.
I would.
So my mother-in-law said, we need to get a porta potty. And I said, I might have a guy. I did have a guy. I got through Badger. Shout out Badger.
I go,
Badger, who's the toilet guy? And he goes, this is the guy.
Yeah, get this guy.
And I called that guy and he goes, I've sold out that weekend. Sorry. So I had to call another place.
Worked out.
I'll give him a shot next time I need a portable toilet.
All my shooters are gone for the weekend.
So now we're learning because this company that I rented from only comes up to Fulton like one day a week.
Okay.
And it's on a Monday and the party's on Sunday.
Oh.
So we're just going to have a portable toilet for a week at my in-law's house.
Oh, just sitting there waiting. Just don't use it.
I want to use it though.
Yeah, but if you dump in that, that's going to be hot sun bacon dump.
I know, but I've never been able to be the first person to use a portable toilet.
You can pee in it.
Or but maybe, like, I'll just go down Saturday so it doesn't roast too long.
But also, if it's going to be hot these next couple weeks, that's my problem with porta potties.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if I was trying to take a dumpski in one, like, at the taste or something,
mm-hmm.
I would pass out inside of it because it's like so hot.
So hot.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Well, these vandals in Montana are accused of blowing up 13 porta potties.
Ugh, that's...
That sucks.
So gross.
You've just made someone's job the right. worst day at their job.
For no reason.
For no reason. Just being a dick.
And you were trying to make it so someone
had
would
the
have
worst
the worst
day,
day they've ever had at their job.
You did that. Here is the owner of the porta potties discussing the incident.
It's really sad because I think that they really aren't thinking about destroying somebody's property. It is 100% done to be destructive. It's a helpless feeling.
Yeah.
It might not be hurting people, but, you know, in the long run, they are.
I don't know who...
Unsanitary?
It's gross. It's unsanitary. And it was... It's funny that I've got a lot of porta potty stories. So I rented a porta potty.
Mm-hmm.
These guys blew up porta potties.
How many was it? Like 7?
13.
Oh, my God.
13 porta potties. And then the other day, well, like I guess a couple weeks ago, we were at the... Movie Tavern,
mm-hmm.
and my kids saw the Jackass movie poster, and they were like, they'd never seen Jackass.
Oh, really?
And they're like,
oh,
what?
Boy.
What was, they're like, what was that? And I go, it was on TV in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s. And they go, what did they do? And I go,
some of the funniest things we've ever seen.
I go, some really funny stuff, but I was explaining to them, I liked some things and I hated other things. Like I hated the paper cut stuff.
That's my least. I can't watch that.
The paper cut
stuff. That's the worst thing they've ever done.
And then I said to my kids, I go, and then there's a porta potty one where they put this guy, Steve-O.
That's, yes.
In a porta potty and they launched it with like bungee cords. And obviously you can figure out what happens there.
Even the paper cut one's still even worse than that.
It is. The paper cut's the worst.
The one that rivaled it for me was, it actually may have been the same movie. It starts with, I don't remember, it doesn't matter. One of the guys that's not as popular just they had a train track and he's just pooping. His butt is like the volcano.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like.
And it's like that.
I don't like that.
You guys are, that's a little much.
I don't like the poop stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't. I didn't like the poop stuff.
I didn't like any of that.
That and the paper cuts.
And then what was, was it a Steve-O prank or was it a Jackass movie where you put the Hot Wheel car in his ass?
Ryan Dunn.
Was it Ryan Dunn that did that?
Yeah, because he tried to play it off like he had no idea what happened.
Oh, yeah, because then he went and got an x-ray and he's, uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, some of it's funny to me like that, but I don't know other stuff.
You want
to
put something in your butt, go ahead, bud.
Like, we've talked about before how we like the big slap hand, like you're walking into the room and that giant hand hits you.
Yep, that one that Mel said, the tennis player one. What was that clip from one of the more recent ones where it's the tennis player like hitting Eric Andre. And
oh, nice.
To make Steve-O puff out his chest.
Nice.
So those are good. But
yeah, but I'm hearing this new one is all like old footage. Like it's just
there's
very little new stuff. It's all like archival stuff.
Because what are you gonna do?
I know
you've done it all, and you can't do anything else because these guys are their bones their 50s, are probably
yeah.
brittle.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about the new guys they have. I could care less about Poopies.
Who's Poopies?
That's one of the guys.
Oh, it is? I don't care. And I know like, Zach, the big fat guy, he's a new guy.
Yeah, like, you can't make new ones.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, Steve-O stapled his balls to the table on Stern. That's right.
Well, yep.
I know, and they're all sober now. What fun is that?
Come on.
Anyways, yeah, all their bodies are broken.
You still got me. You just won't let me back out of this scene.
Yeah, then why wouldn't they have him back?
I forget. He was very...
Because he was drunk during the filming, but now he's sober.
While back. I don't really know what he's doing. I read something that he's, like, fixing himself with... Like, he's trying to do, like, the microdosing and skating and all that.
Yeah. But, good for him. I hope Bam gets healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't want to see...
Because I did see Bam's parents were at that jackass red carpet.
Yep.
And they all gave him a hug and, like, you know, the Tremaine and whoever the other guys are.
Although, does anybody else get irked when they see Jeff Tremaine?
Irked why?
Because, like,
he's just, like, the producer, but
he got away with nobody touching him ever. He's the producer for every single show you can think of on MTV for the last 20 years.
And they never played pranks on him?
And there's no pranks. It's always just him with that ish-eaten grin.
Because he's made a bunch of money off of
overly tan face of watching guys get hit in the nuts, but don't you dare hit me.
He found the angle. He's like, I got a bunch of these idiots that I can just say, call a producer. I'll make them rich. I'll get rich.
I'm the director.
And I don't got to do anything.
Yep, I'm the director. But I mean... Yeah, he found a loophole. When I see him like doing that big overly tanned smile.
I was watching an interview with him and it was Jeff Tremaine and then Johnny Knoxville and they were talking about how they initially pitched the show to HBO with Spike Jonze. You never see Spike Jonze. Yeah. He hasn't been seen in a long time.
Yep.
But Spike Jonze was there too. And I forget what clip they showed HBO, but it was like the most horrific clip.
Oh,
and HBO was like, we're not interested in this.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It's cool history. Like, it's a part of a lot of our, like, youth.
Yep.
Was the Jackass, Wild Boys, Bam era.
Yeah.
But yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah, I'm all set. Because again, what else is there left to do?
It's your turn, bud.
Wait.
It's not Tuesday. Good morning, everybody.
Hold on, man.
Wait, what day is it, bro?
Wait, what?
Happy Thursday tonight, Coco Puffs. 7 p.m. twitch.tv/theshow. We'll be live once again from Debbie's Doobie Dungeon, so you'll probably see some dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You'll definitely see some products from Joe's Buds.
Yes.
But what else you might see, we don't know. Because, Cody, I want you to recount to the people the story you told me when you got here.
Yep.
Because your mom's house is crazy.
It's a ridiculous hotbed for the paranormal activity that I try to ignore.
You can't ignore it anymore. You've literally seen a farmer standing in that yard.
Yep.
Okay?
There's nothing I can do. It just happens. So, last night, right after Whiskey Wednesday, I get up, head out into the kitchen, and it's a loud house. Like, it's old, so the fridge is making noise, the overhead fans making noise.
They're house noises.
Yeah, there's dogs and bugs and all sorts of stuff.
And it's in a neighborhood, so there's, like, you hear neighborhood noises.
So I walk into the kitchen, everything gets quiet. And then I start to hear a one-sided conversation. And sounds like someone says, silence, very quietly.
Like,
I walk in the kitchen, it gets very quiet, and then I hear, silence.
Okay.
And I went,
whispering in a silence, go.
And I look, and I'm like, I left the gazebo TV on.
TV outside?
Yeah,
you left
outside
it on.
TV. So I went out there, TV's covered.
Okay.
It's off.
It's definitely not.
I'd done that hours and hours ago. So I went, okay, that's a little interesting. A while later, I go back in, same thing in the kitchen. Everything quiets down. I hear the silence or a word like silence.
Something that sounds like silence.
That one was an S word.
Could be violence, but we'll just say let's hope it's silence.
So I'm like, that's still a little weird. People have heard voices in that house, but there's nobody around. The next door neighbors are not there.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no reason for the noise.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, all right, it's bedtime. So we go upstairs and everything gets quiet again. Oh, the dogs stop moving. And then you hear definitely someone say silence.
Third time.
Yeah, because Barney did want to like a cocked head look at me like, throw in your voice. Everyone, you know, they all kind of stopped in their tracks, and then they started moving again. It was very weird. It was very weird. So
third time you heard somebody or something say silence.
Yeah. So now it's out of middle of the night, like 2 something, I would say, and I hear the doorknob to the bedroom be turned all the way. Like someone has grabbed it and turned it and are now holding it because I heard them grab it because the doorknob is 2 feet from my head and then they let go. And you hear the knob let go.
The mechanism snapping back.
To the point where now all the dogs are now giving little roofs.
Because
they all heard that. And Elsa's growling. Douglas and Sinbad are barking.
If you're just tuning in, this is Cody's recounting last night at his mom's house.
So I'm kind of like half on my arm, staring at the doorknob 2 feet from me. And I can't see it.
Because it's black.
Yeah. So again, I hear the same thing. Door and handle grabbed, turned, silence, then let go. Again, to the point where now they're barking. Now they're all barking, all the dogs. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You're like, what is going on? So I take my fully charged phone.
Well, hold on a second. It's on a charger, folks.
Yes.
His parents have a magnetic charger.
You one said of those it was Verizon.
Yeah.
And it's
so
on
your
there.
Phone was stuck to the charger, so it would be 100%.
Oh, well, it was, because it wasn't even that low when I put it on there.
Yeah.
So I grab it, and to turn on the flashlight, you just pull down, flashlight on.
Right.
The second I hit flashlight on, phone dies. Just goes boop. So I'm standing there in a panic trying to turn it on, and you just see that the battery thing. Nope, no battery. And I went... Are you kidding me?
Phone wasn't dead when he put it on the charger.
Nope.
Now he just goes to turn on his flashlight after it's been charging for several hours. Phone completely dies.
All the way dead. So now I'm standing like a couple feet from the door because I go, my charger's downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I need my charger. Like I can't be up right now at 2 o'clock in the morning for another 3 hours. I have to open that door and go get that charger. So I... open the door. I get hit with the biggest gust of wind I've ever been hit with for no reason.
There's no windows, there's no airflow. No.
The door to the next room next door is closed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for wind. But luckily that was it. But I was like in the pitch black. I got to open that door and be face to face if there's something there.
Bro.
It was crazy.
Bro. So if you're all yes, we're gonna obviously bring the ghost equipment to Debbie's Doobie Dungeon tonight
and just see if something was going on. But just that,
I swear to God, if that ghost app says silence tonight,
right? But just to see to hear the,
I know the sound you're talking about
of the handle of the door,
like that brass door handle sound,
and it's turned, and you could hear it, and then they let go.
So what was trying to get in that room last night?
Door's locked. So that I don't know if that helped.
So wait, they could turn the handle, but they couldn't.
Door's locked. I don't think you can turn the handle when the door is locked like that. So
what the F, man?
Yeah, but just the amount of goosebumps I gave myself.
I agree, Stella. Cody is the bravest and most courageous that he ran out in the dark to get his charger.
Just that realization of my charger's downstairs. Like, I have to open that.
I have to go out
there.
And what do the dogs do when you open the door?
They were, at that point, they were like just quiet and kind of staring, but they were all there. Like nobody was sleeping at that point. So.
Dude.
Yeah. It was weird.
Text line says Mercury is in retrograde. Why can't I talk today? Mercury is in retrograde.
Who knows? But it's just so weird. That house, there's just so many different things that you hear all the time.
Man. So tonight is going to be a very special.
I hope something happens. That'd be wicked cool.
I don't know. We'll charge the devices, get them all set up.
Yeah.
rubber baby buggy bumper? Who put mercury in the microwave?
You're not supposed to do that.
So, Cody, live from the haunted Debbie's Doobie Dungeon tonight.
We'll see what happens.
How did you go back to sleep?
Well, I mean, luckily I was tired, and it was just at that point after I opened the door and there was the wind, and you know, I went downstairs and got the charger and all that stuff, and it was just, I mean, I'd walked very slowly and did like the hello. Nothing.
It's the farmer, man.
Nothing all the way down the stairs, nothing walking.
You tell
into
your
the
mom
kitchen.
This stuff yet?
No, not yet. It was middle of the
night.
Yeah.
Debbie ain't coming home now.
That's it, man. Never mind.
Oh, man.
They live on the road.
The largest car show in the Northeast will take over the great New York State Fairgrounds. Oh. Napa Auto Parts, Syracuse Nationals coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. Yeah, kicking off on a Thursday this year, guys.
Oh, snail.
And because it's kicking off on a Thursday, they want to get you in there. So they're giving a discounted rate on Thursday after 5 p.m.
Nice.
$5 get you in to experience basically the whole Nationals shebang.
Yeah.
I would imagine most, if not all, the cars will be there on Thursday showing up. They like to get their spots.
Yeah, you don't want to be there Friday all of a sudden. You missed a whole day.
They're all a bunch of retired boomers anyways. Ain't nothing going on.
They'll all be there Thursday at 4 a.m. or whatever.
But regardless, you can get in for just $5 Thursday after 5 p.m. Lowrider exhibit, nitro car, fire-ups. Modern mushroom. Why can't I speak
modern
to
mushrooms?
Modern mushrooms, man. This is what you get after a Whiskey Wednesday, I guess. Flamethrower finales, and it's just $5 to get on in with music from the arcade that night. All the whole schedule, all the vendors, SyracuseNationals.com. You're going to meet so many people. Rust Bros, Mike, and Avery from Rust Valley Restorers on Netflix, they will be there.
Nice.
Ed Beard, the Dungeons & Dragons illustrator.
Cool.
It's always big when he comes. You can get art from him.
Yeah.
Georgia, who's a smoke show of a lowrider social influencer. We got photos, or we did yesterday, in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So much going on at the Nationals.
Yeah.
Get your information and tickets. Tickets available at select Napa stores or SyracuseNationals.com. This story makes me happy, Cody. As the former Sebattis Scout Reservation has been purchased by Open Source Institute and will soon open to the public again.
What is it?
So, back when I was a Boy Scout, I don't know if Boy Scouts, am I always a Boy Scout? Is it like that thing?
I have no
once
idea.
Once a Boy Scout, always a Boy Scout?
Maybe.
I was a Boy Scout for many years. I loved it. Some of my favorite memories came from Boy Scouts.
Yeah, from trying to kill a
tried to
scout
kill a
member
kid.
With Kool-Aid and a bear. And
tried to kill that? Yep, that was a different kid that we tried to kill.
Trying to watch a kid almost died from smashing his face in a grease pit. So
that was Kenny. Kenny found the grease pit.
Or when you left that kid out in the woods to die.
Who was that kid?
Didn't somebody hit with a tree and then you and someone else ran away instead of seeing if they were okay?
Oh, no, that was just in my personal life.
Oh, okay,
my neighbor,
you.
John Naruski, fell off his bike on these ramps and we fled.
Yeah.
But Boy Scout camp, my buddy Carol, who's listening, tried to bungee jump a bungee cord and just kind of hung there off of his belt loops for a little while.
Lots of
memories for me up at Sebattis. It is a beautiful part of the Adirondacks, and it closed in 2024.
Okay.
Maybe got too expensive to uphold. For those of you that were not in Scouts, I'll describe what it was like. It was kind of a week of lawlessness when you'd go to Sebattis for the week. Because it was, you were used to, at least with my Boy Scout troop, or just Scouts now, I believe it's just Scouts. We'd have weekend getaways. We'd go to jamborees, which are like a couple days, and then, you know, you'd get into some shenanigans there.
Yeah.
But Sebattis was the big trip of the year.
And it was summertime.
And it was summertime, and you were going to be in the Adirondacks, and you were going to be on the water. You were going to be small boat sailing. You were going to be fishing, cooking. I learned how to make life preservers out of pants and shirts.
Is that where you met that weird old man and he made you eat a snake?
I think so. Mm. Or that could have been a jamboree. But we were definitely in the woods, and there was a shack, and a weird old guy told us to eat some snake. And we did.
Hey, come over here. I got some snake meat for you.
You do the camp sing-alongs at night. But you were just like, at least for me, it was the first time you were without parents for a week.
Yeah, it's almost like it was lawless.
Like, there were summer camps. Like, we had friends that would go to, like, Camp Tallulah and stuff. But Camp Tallulah was so close to your parents that you didn't feel, like, It was in Pennville. Yeah, my parents were 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
But Sebattis, you were hours from home. I don't know how my mom allowed it.
But I know.
Well, yeah, she wanted me out of the house for a week. Yeah. Out of the house for a week. Melfire says, our local fellas went to camp there. My friends would come over on canoes to see me, and my grandma would be so pissed. Melissa, there are bolts of young men here for you.
That's hilarious.
Camp Russell, she would do that. Mel, and I say this with respect. There's bolts of young men here for you. You would have been the obsession at Sebattis.
No, if you...
There was always one female, like, counselor.
Oh,
and
okay.
All of us tried to impress the female counselor. I don't know why! She was, like, at least... She was older, and by older, probably, like, 17.
But yeah.
She was an older camp counselor, and she'd always be, like, doing either, like, the basket weaving stuff or, like, the boondoggle.
Yeah.
And we'd all think that we could impress her, and she'd fall in love with us at Sebattis.
I think that's how it is just for, like, teens on like, a lake.
Yeah.
Because I remember that summertime up at Panther Lake. Where
you
they
see
were,
one female, and you're like, yo.
You got to just ride that paddle boat over there. If I ride my paddle boat over in front of her camp, she'll probably think that's, like, super hot. And
but I'm
just
not
like,
going to seem, like, too eager. So, like, she'll see me on my boat, but I'll be, like, kind of uninterested. But then, like, I'll give her a look.
You see her and her friends going, getting ready to go for a walk. So you're like, I'll probably just go play basketball by the garage for a little
Hell
while.
Hell yeah, probably go play. So,
I'll just pop up there.
For those of you who, like me, grew up going to Sebattis, good news, you can go back soon. Properties of this size, ecological value, and strategic importance are increasingly rare, which is why by saving the Sebattis Scout Reservation, OSI is safeguarding one of the Adirondack's most significant natural areas and helping ensure that people will continue to enjoy this remarkable place. It's 121 miles north of Utica. It was a long drive.
That's a hike.
The first time I listened to Green Day's Dookie was on cassette in the back of somebody. I don't know if it was Mr. Bauer's truck, but it's the back of somebody's truck on the way to Sebattis. I have that visual memory of finding a cassette.
In the-
yeah. It was crazy.
What's this?
I was like, look, it's punk rock, guys. Guys, this is punk rock.
Check it.
And I put it in. It might have been Kenny who actually brought it on the trip. I don't remember.
Those were the days.
We do not know the timeline of when things will be back open. So it's currently remaining closed to the public, but they'll be opening it.
Yeah, they're probably going to do a bunch of 2 years worth of maintenance on it real quick.
Yeah. In addition to offering a new place for eager adventurers to explore, preserving Sebattis will protect a wide variety of wildlife. That includes the common loon. Ooh.
I don't know if that's a loon.
What is a loon? Can you do a loon?
Isn't it more like a...
That's a turkey.
That's a turkey. I thought it was more like a... I can't do anything but more of a... But
oh,
it's not.
It?
But I thought it was like more of a high-pitched... Like a...
Let's go to the YouTube. We got to know what a loon sounds like. Stupid Canadian wolf bird. What does that mean, Katie? You don't like the loon? There it is.
On many an occasion, I've been camping in the Adirondacks.
I don't want to hear you talk, Greg.
Yep. It's exactly the noises we were doing.
All right, that sounds exactly like us.
We were very obviously doing those noises.
That's exactly like us. Open Space Institute will be providing future opportunities for New Yorkers and visitors to paddle Lowe's. Is it Lowe's Lake? Lowe's Lake? Hike historic trails and enjoy nature in environmentally significant areas. It's beautiful up there.
That's cool.
I always love my time in Sebattis. Hopefully you do too.
It's about time that young out-of-their-league boys get to kiss a girl for the first time at a summer camp.
What a fantasy that would be.
All right.
What a fantasy. And there was a trail that because when you want to impress a girl, you don't know how to impress a girl when you're 14 or whatever.
Yep.
So she would be doing her basket weaving class.
Nice.
In one of these, like, things. Mm-hmm. And we would, like, run past it really fast on the trail. I don't know what we thought that was going to achieve. And then we'd run back really fast on the trail. And I don't know. In our minds, we were like, she's going to see how fast we run. And probably want to let us touch her over the bra.
Where did all this wind start coming from?
Why don't you run fast? I can run fast.
Mm-hmm. Those boys out there are running mighty quick.
Wow, I think I'm in love with the scrawny 14-year-old and, sprinting past my basket
and
weaving
class. That's how Josh met his wife.
No. I don't hate a good BK chicken sandwich. Good morning, this is K-Rock. Kind of a sleeper sandwich. Because they're not doing it like the other places do it.
No, it's that...
It's like an oval patty.
That weird long bun.
Long bun with the oval patty.
I think that people not in the amazing chicken sandwiches that we have now tend to forget that that OG BK one is still pretty good.
And there's two different worlds. Like, we got to come up with a new name for it. Because a chicken sandwich, now I think like a Chick-fil-A or a KFC.
Yes, you can't just say...
Not the patty.
Yeah, you can't just say our original chicken sandwich, because that's
because you can go to McDonald's and get a McChicken,
yeah,
or a chicken sandwich, and those are two different things.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Does BK have their version of like the chicken sandwich?
Oh yeah, no, theirs was maybe the best, mm-hmm. and then they did that thing where they immediately changed their crispy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, I want to say, where they had like the best, and then immediately were like, no. We got to redo it.
Maybe I want some Burger King today. Maybe that's what I'm craving.
And it sucks because you do have to, like you said, make notice when you order. I've 100% done that.
What?
It was either McDonald's or BK where I got home and it was just the original McChicken or the original chicken patty. Like if you want
the big
a good chicken sandwich
or whatever,
you're not getting one of those. It's two different really whole meals.
Buddy calls it a chicken burger.
Chicken burger.
I got it because I went to a Burger King that wasn't doing burgers temporarily.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? That seems...
We're out of cow.
They're like, their broiler was down. So, like, you can just do chicken. All right, I'll get the chicken sub then.
It's like, how do you make your chicken then?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, they deep fry.
Deep fry, yep.
Delicious.
All right.
Delicious.
This article has made me laugh, and now I want to share it with Cody.
Okay.
Angel, we'll crack a pack
right after this.
We'll crack a pack right after this. Put it over here. We got to crack these packs. All right, thank you. Twisted Mayhem Gaming, Moyer's Corners. Because I say like half of these things. These are the most white people phrases said. According to BuzzFeed, people are voting on the most Caucasian things that we say.
Okay.
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Oh, boy.
Look what the cat dragged in.
That's a definite. Yep.
Jeez Louise.
I do.
I like saying "Jeez Louise." Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
Or I say a "Jeezum."
Oh.
Jeezum.
Cheese and crackers.
Do that one.
Cheese and crackers.
Because if my mother heard me say "Jesus" back in the straight up hand,
Lord,
to the face,
punch you.
Yeah, she would have slapped me with her hand.
Just give an uppercut.
Yeah, pow. Do not say Jesus in her house. You can say a cheese and rice, or you can say a cheese.
Exactly.
Jeebus.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. You can't just waltz in here. Okay?
Yep. Yep.
White people phrases. Oh, for crying out loud.
Little old white lady
Katie
is one I'm picturing.
Jeez Louise. I like a good Jeez Louise.
Oh,
tough guy? You in what army?
That's from like the 90s when we were 10.
But it was also, I think it's from like Little Rascals almost. Like, you in what army, mister? Hey, mister, you in what army?
I give you a knuckle sandwich.
You're on thin ice, Buster.
Uh-oh. I want to be on
thin ice. I am? I'm on thin ice?
You better.
You guys can obviously, some of you are submitting. You're submitting some of your great white people phrases, too. Text line says, now we're cooking with gas.
Yep. That is a good one.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yep.
Also on the text line, whoopsie daisy.
Sorry about that.
Whoopsie daisy. I've had it up to here.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Get a load of this guy. Get a load of this guy.
I feel like these are all like from like the 1950s and a guy saying them while he's pulling his pants up as far as he can in
a
saloon.
Get a load of this guy. Boxcar on the text line. I guess they'll let anybody in here.
That one. Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yep, that's a white
old
guy.
Old white guy phrase.
Yep.
Newsflash, buddy.
Oh.
Newsflash. Buddy. Now we're cooking with Mitch is right. Gee golly, mister. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
Living the dream every day, Kelly. Mama Mac, I'm at the end of my rope. Mama Mac, you gotta go back and listen to some things your son encountered last night.
Uh-oh.
Woohoo!
Just the sound?
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Text
just when they're happy.
Some of you are texting some good ones. Holy smokes!
Holy smokes is a good one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, holy smokes is a good one.
That's so Nebraska. Nick in our chat says, his wife, Nebraska, says, dang Flabbit! That's Nebraska.
That's that old Midwest potty mouth.
Mm-hmm. And Mel is right. I think it's because we all grew up with Nick at Night, so we just all attached our vocabulary to the old-timey phrases.
Yep.
Gee willikers.
Oh, jeez.
You're getting on my last nerve.
Don't let anybody in here.
Don't let anybody in here. Look who it is. Here he comes.
Yep.
Keep submitting yours. I love them.
That's funny.
I love them. Twitch.tv/the show. What are your old-timey white people phrases? Gee willikers. 7 o'clock. On twitch.tv/the show. Or just a simple website, theshow.fm. That's where everything is. All of our links, all of our shows, all of our streams. Right there. Theshow.fm. Cody will go live for a Cocoa Puffs.
I will.
At Deb's Haunted Doobie Den.
Yeah, there you go. The Haunted Doobie Den.
Deborino's Haunted Doobie Den.
Perfect.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, he will go live. He's going to bring the ghost stuff.
I didn't even think of that.
If you didn't hear his ghost story, go back and listen to the show on demand.
I didn't even think of that.
For a bonus Thursday High Strangeness. This dude was hanging with some ghosts last night. Maybe he'll show back up tonight for Cocoa Puffs. We'll find out.
I was trying to be a sleepy boy.
Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard with all that good. Get yourself in. Cody will show you some stuff tonight.
I'll show you.
Another year, another example of me, I guess, not watching any television as I'm looking at these Emmy nominations from yesterday.
Yeah, and again, ones we don't know.
I guess I don't know any shows. Like, I know variety series. Last week, tonight with John Oliver, Daily Show, SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Stephen Colbert. I know variety shows.
Okay.
Reality shows, I know RuPaul's Drag Race. I know about Love Island because of you guys. I don't know The Traitors. I think my wife watches The Traitors.
Everyone in the chat liked that show.
Yeah.
I bet that one wins.
That was best host. Like reality shows, I know Top Chef. I know Survivor. I know these. But then I get into all these best actors and actresses.
And what do they count as shows? Can like a Netflix thing count?
Yeah, Netflix counts now.
I don't know.
I think that was an argument they had a couple years ago where they're like, well, why can't we count for Emmys? And then they're allowed to. You don't agree with that?
I don't know.
They're making shows.
I don't know. Because when you think about like TV shows, they're on like a time crunch and they got to be like, you know, quick and topical.
Oh,
if you're on Netflix,
okay,
you can be like, I'll see you in 3 years for season two.
I see your point on that. Okay, maybe that was part of what they debated. I'm like, no, we've got to make...
Yeah, you got to be on TV like normal TV shows.
This many episodes for this network.
Yeah. Dawson's Creek was fresh and new every week.
Mm-hmm.
Think they're just...
You hear that?
Resting on their laurels and...
No.
Netflix in 3 years, we'll see Pacey and Joey kiss. Come on.
He ain't sitting around for 3 years waiting for that, guys.
No.
Like, best drama series. And if you guys recommend any of these, please tell me. Because the show on HBO Max, The Pit, like, got nominated for everything. And I don't even know what that is.
I've seen the commercials for it. Isn't that another hospital show?
Is it?
I think it's another hospital show with the guy that can only do hospital shows.
It is.
Yeah. With the guy that can only do hospital shows.
The Pit.
Is a Noah guy or whatever the hell.
The daily lives of healthcare professionals in a Pittsburgh hospital.
Like,
and
come
the emotional
on.
Toll it takes.
Like, that's just the easiest. Hey, we're going to be hospital workers in this city. We're going to be ranchers in this city. We're going to be pretend cops in this city. Like, that's just what.
Noah Wiley is the star of it. And yes, he was on the other one. What was it, ER? We did ER, then we did Grey's Anatomy. Now we're doing, like, how many hospital shows?
Oh, my, dude, there's so many.
So many hospital shows?
And now they just cross over with each other. You gotta watch Chicago Blood with Chicago Med. Oh, you gotta know what Chicago's doing for the Med.
I'm looking up. Oh, dude, the list is so long.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Grey's Anatomy, General Hospital, House, Scrubs, ER, The Hospital. High heels and a scalpel. Like, the list goes on and on. All right. So the Pit nominated for like everything. Their actors nominated for everything. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, best drama series.
Don't know that one.
The Gilded Age.
Does it say what like they're on?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, here's the rundown. The Diplomat, Netflix, best drama series. The Gilded Age, HBO Max. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, HBO Max. Paradise, Hulu. That's the one I saw where they go and live in the mountain, right?
Yep, yep.
I like that. The Pit, like I said. Pluribus, you all said is really good, Apple TV. Slow Horses, Apple TV. Your Friends and Neighbors, Apple TV. Those, I don't know any of those.
Yeah.
No network dramas. Not a single, like, NBC or ABC on that list.
Yeah, see, that's why it's a little weird that, like, I don't know. But I guess, you know, TV's TV. You're watching it on TV, so.
Best Comedy Series nominees. Abbott Elementary. You like that, right?
Yeah, that show's funny.
That's on ABC.
That's a funny show.
The Bear on Hulu and FX.
Still never seen them say anything funny in that show ever. But
You've tried watching it,
I've
right?
watched a couple seasons. I don't dislike it. I just.
Would I like it?
I don't know. I don't want to get.
It's not a comedy.
I don't want to get that group of people really mad at me.
Oh, like you work in a kitchen, so what's the big deal?
But just watching some of the. Guy, relax.
I've never understood that about.
Relax. And the group of them.
Well, and I don't care if they're mad at me, but like. I've never understood why we're so stressed out in the kitchen.
I don't like that.
Yelling and shouting frantic, and I don't like frantic things.
I don't
things.
Like the frantic running around like chickens with your heads cut off. But you know what you're doing, so everyone better listen to every single goddamn word you say.
Kitchens always seem so frantic, and I'm sure you'll probably all text us mad. It's fine, but does it need to be that frantic out there?
So I guess with some of these restaurants, I can see how nuts it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I don't know. I understand. It's just weird to watch how mad.
The spaghetti might take 20 minutes instead of 15 minutes.
Or if it's not, is Cole, you got to throw the whole thing at the wall. You know, like,
yeah.
that type stuff.
Maybe food isn't that serious to me, but I guess some people would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hacks, HBO Max. Margo's Got Money Troubles, Apple TV. Nobody Wants This, Netflix. Only Murderers in the Building, Hulu. I like that.
That I've seen, but I thought it was only going to be like a one or two season thing.
They keep going with this.
Yeah.
Shrinking, Apple TV.
Nope.
People have said a lot of good things about that. And Widow's Bay, Apple TV.
Nope, neither of those. Yeah.
I don't know the best limited series, like The Beast and Me, Netflix. Beef, Netflix. I don't know those.
Beef.
Best television movies.
Okay.
Heads of State from Prime. Miss You, Love You, HBO Max. Nope. People We Meet on Vacation, Netflix. Remarkably nope. Bright Creatures, Netflix.
Nope.
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, Ghost War, Prime.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying. Every year I learn that I didn't watch any shows this year, I guess.
And I think Beast and Me we watched.
We did?
Yeah.
What was Beast and Me?
Wasn't that the one with Claire Danes?
Oh, we watched that.
We watched that. I think that's what that was, right?
Let me see. Beast and Me. Yep. We liked Beast and Me.
That was good.
We liked Beast and Me. All right, so we did watch one show.
See, we did it.
I'm not going to go through all of them. Like, best actors.
All in the same things, probably.
Well, Sterling K. Brown from Paradise. I did like him in that. I like him as an actor.
Okay.
Noah Wiley from The Pit. Rufus Sewell from The Diplomat. Mark Ruffalo from Task. And Gary Oldman from Slow Horses.
All right. I mean, I don't think Mark Ruffalo gets to win anything until everybody kind of forgets that he was a...
Was he a scumbag?
Was it Incredible Hulk?
Oh, he was one of the Hulks, yeah. Yeah, he was one of the Hulks. Anyways, I gotta watch more TV. You're all suggesting some. Shrinking is really good, everyone's saying.
There's just too many... Like, I can't keep up with the things that are on regular TV.
And I don't know what I'm watching because nothing I watch is nominated. I think I just like bad shows.
No, I don't think they put any wrestling up there.
I'm always watching something, but it's never nominated for anything.
No. No, it's just, again, it's hard. Because you have all the stuff on regular TV, and then you're like, all right, now watch all these shows on Netflix.
It is Hulu, really hard to consume
and
all
And Amazon
this.
Prime.
There's a lot of entertainment to consume.
And Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the goal now. We don't watch network TV. We watch our phones.
The Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals kicks off Thursday, July 16th at the Great New York State Fairgrounds, presented by the McGuire Family of Dealerships and Camping World. Lots of people going to be there doing meet and greets. Plus, you can get in Thursday, which I like. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That is smart.
The event is kicking off Thursday, and if you show up Thursday after 5 p.m., you can get in for just $5 1 week from today. Music from the arcade, lowrider exhibit, nitro car, fire-ups. I don't know why I keep wanting to say flare-ups.
Flare-ups.
Modern Muscle Dino Challenge and a flamethrower finale. It's the big finale. SyracuseNationals.com for tickets and information. Well, we got a new best hot dog, apparently, and I don't know if I feel good about this, all right?
Number one hot dog.
Trying to talk about good old hot dog.
Like where? Like in the country, or?
I don't know how they've decided this. Celebrity chef Jose Andreas, am I saying it right? Am I saying that right?
And you better call him chef, even though he's cooking chef! Hot dogs.
Thank you, chef.
Thank you, chef.
Celebrity chef Jose was judging a hot dog competition.
Oh, okay, just judge.
And with a taste test from the New York Times, crowned the Seattle dog the best regional hot dog in America.
That's the one with cream cheese.
Yeah.
Pickle?
No, but a green one. Crispy onions and jalapenos.
That's what it was.
I don't know. As someone, not to brag, who will be in Seattle here in a couple weeks, at a Seattle Mariners game. Maybe I'll try a Seattle dog. But I don't know if I want cream cheese on my hot dog.
No. You don't want all that other stuff either.
I really don't.
No.
Can I get a Seattle dog with no Seattle, please?
Can I just get American dog with catsup?
And I guess I don't understand why this makes it a Seattle dog. I think it's an all beef frank.
And then the fixins, I think, is what does them.
It's on just what looks like a normal hot dog bun. Generous amount of cream cheese. Grilled onions. Jalapenos, Seattle dog. Oh, did it become famous from somewhere? Originating from Seattle's Pioneer Square, known for its unique combo.
I think it's just a matter of, like, I'm trying to find the list. Like, you can hot do, like, dog. Each state's hot dogs, and then, like, the Chicago dog has got the two, you know, vegetable things on the side. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean? They all have got their own thing. Like, Alabama's got mustard, chili, and coleslaw.
I've seen this discussed pretty heavily on my hot dog subreddit. I follow along.
See, you would do the Connecticut one.
What is the Connecticut
There's
one?
There's this deep fried, and then it's got a little spicy, tangy relish on it.
Are you looking up regional dogs?
Just state signature hot dogs.
Yeah, give me some more. What else do I like?
Let's see.
What's a New York one? New York signature style dog?
How's New York not on this at all?
Should be a Hoffman.
The New York style dog, a snappy natural casing beef frank topped strictly with brown deli mustard, sauerkraut, some onions. That sounds
I like
about
a New York dog. Give me some more states.
Right.
I want to learn more about regional dogs.
Could you eat a Jersey one?
What's
the Italian hot dog served inside a pizza dough.
That was my nickname
like
in high school, the Italian hot dog.
Italian dog?
Yeah. Go ahead. What was
it's inside like a pizza dough like bun with fried peppers, onions, deep fried potato cubes. I don't know what a deep fried potato cube,
like a hash brown.
All right, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I would eat that.
That one's not bad.
Give me some more.
I like Carolina style things, but hot dogs, because the North Carolina one is chili, mustard, onions, and a vinegar based coleslaw.
Yeah, get rid of the coleslaw and onions. Yeah, but I'd like coleslaw. That. I'd like that.
Yep, there's the Ohio.
What is the chili?
They put that Cincinnati chili.
That Cincinnati chili on it
and cheese on it,
which is what just a meat sauce, right?
Yeah, but
the Cincinnati chili.
But depending on like how Cincinnati you get it,
mm-hmm.
they use cinnamon.
Oh, yep, that's right. That's what gives it that flavor.
I'm not the biggest fan of that.
Babe, can we have Cincinnati chili at the wedding? Babe, what the heck?
Babe, if we get you, okay, I'll get Adam Sandler and Cincinnati chili. Go ahead.
Oklahoma's is just corn dog.
Really?
Deep fried corn dog.
Can you, by the way, question.
That's pretty funny.
Is there anywhere that just sells corn dogs not at a fair?
Yeah, freezer section, grocery store.
No, but I'm saying like a stand or... Does Nikki Doodles have corn dogs just on the menu?
Somebody else would have to...
Like, if I'm jonesing for a corn dog, but I don't want to get a freezer dog...
Let's see.
And I know I don't want to call it like a fresh corn dog, because I don't know if they are, but...
Corn dogs near me.
Yeah, corn dogs near me. Look that up.
Sassy Q's down there.
Does one?
Says it. I don't know these names of these things, and I don't see where it says that they've got a corn dog, so I don't want to just say these names.
All right.
That place down there technically is Korean corn dogs. Remember, we've talked about them.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget their name.
I like the Korean corn dogs.
You might be able to get something there. Oh, here we go. Yelp.
What does Yelp have?
I want top corn dogs.
Corn dogs near me. And I'm not talking like out of a freezer. I want the ones where they're taking the dog, battering it up, and then frying it.
None of these are correct.
Does Sonic have corn dogs?
Kelly says Sonic. Yeah, that's where I've seen those. Dogs? Yeah, you gotta go with Sonic. Because none of these, it'll say it, but it doesn't say, like, they're like the top 10 corn dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's not, it doesn't mention any corn dogs. Like, Hides of Liverpool is number 2. I don't think they sell corn dogs.
They should. Let me look up the Hides menu.
Right? Like, I'm gandering.
They do cheesesteaks. All right, I can go to their... Joe used to work over there. He's probably not in here right now.
Yeah, I don't see.
All right. Maybe I'll go to the Sonic.
Hoffman, Coney, Gianelli, Tendies, grilled cheese, Moz.
And their ice creams.
Pickles, onion rings, french fries.
All right.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'll go to Sonic, get a dog. Dog.
They're pretty close. They've got the one.
Where I can get a corn dog?
Got a couple Sonics.
Wouldn't mind a corn dog. I've been craving a lot of different foods today.
But that's weird, though. There's not just corn dogs. Over there.
Maybe I got to open a corn dog cart.
Ooh.
Maybe that's my gimmick.
You corny dog.
I could have a corny dog cart.
Yeah, why not?
Because, I mean, you don't got to just have them at fairs, right? You can have them in life.
You want them all the time, I would imagine.
I'm not alone in this, right?
No.
It's not only a summertime fair treat.
Because you on the, not on the reg, but every so often we'll mention corn dogs. So there's got to be more people like you. You also ate that 7-foot-1.
Well, I like them because it's a food I don't have to touch.
Yeah, it's on a stick.
I'd eat most of my favorite foods come on a stick.
Yeah.
Dragon City beef on stick. Love that.
On a stick.
Corn dog.
You wouldn't think that.
On a stick.
You wouldn't think that, though. With beef on a stick. The name. But yeah, that, didn't you say you like a kebab?
I like a kebab. It's on a stick. I don't got to touch it.
Technically, depending on what chicken wings you eat.
That's on a, but that's not a natural stick.
Kind of like a stick.
You got a natural stick.
Yep.
I like it. Like it.
I tried to do that, the lollipop chicken once.
Oh,
you ever seen
so
that
hard.
Where you're like, I'm going to really
you mutilate it? I can't.
It was so gross.
To mutilate the chicken like that?
No, it was just, when I cooked it, it was just like.
Cotton candy on a stick.
A pile. You know, mm-hmm. A pile of like chicken goo.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, it didn't work out. I did not do it.
As much as I love chicken, I don't love the process of making chicken or like.
I'm
cooking it or looking too much at it.
Now that I have to, there's no way to. Can you mix this meat for me? No, I have to. So now it's just like, oh, I'll just get it.
Yeah. Like at least the ground beef, I'm not looking at. It's not in the shape of a cow. I can remove myself a little bit from the animal, but the chicken, it's like, there it is.
Yep.
That's dead. It's nature, bud.
Nature.
Where am I getting a corn dog today? Text line 315-364-109.
Get this guy a corn dog.
Please. We're getting close to corn, bud. That corn comes right up. It was knee high this past weekend.
I saw a couple fields where I know corn is growing.
Yeah.
It'll be here in a little
bit. You ready to go?
Yep. It'll be here in a little bit.
It was knee high by the 4th of July. It looked pretty good.
I saw a couple funny videos of farmers, please, 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 running out to there and then putting it up to their knee. Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Got them.
Nailed it.
Tonight, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, Cocoa Puffs tonight's going to have a giveaway because we're giving away some Five Finger Death Punch tickets. I should be home in time to set that up. I got a thing.
I'll wait a minute, and then if not, I'll figure out something silly.
I think it'll be all right. I think I'll be able to do it. So that is tonight, 7 o'clock. Tune in, and you're going to win a pair of tickets to Five Finger Death Punch. Stupid Eyeball won yesterday. Last night on Whiskey Wednesday. He won. Okay?
Really?
Eyeball won.
Never mind.
Woohoo! Uh-huh. Yeah, Eyeball one.
If that's not rigged,
I don't know what's rigged. Exactly. So, as we get ready for tonight's show, Cody, you got to make sure you tip. Tip.
Well, I'm supposed to give the lady ghost my
tip. You
got to
give the ghost lady a tip.
I don't know how to have sex with ghosts. No. I've tried watching that scene from Ghostbusters over and over and over.
Give a little money.
Oh, geez.
As the worst and the best states to tip. Or get tips. The worst tipping? Tippers? The worst tippers.
Ooh.
What state do you think is the worst tippers?
Oh, I initially wanted to say like a Cal. But Should I just say that instead?
Say that?
I think California.
What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say maybe Florida because of how, like...
They're older?
Yeah, and the old people are like, oh, here's a nickel.
No, I think it comes down to, like, the cheapest people you'll meet are the wealthiest people.
Yeah.
California's got a lot of wealth in it. So California was the worst tippers.
Wow.
Followed by Washington State, followed by Nevada.
Really?
Yeah, but Nevada's just a bunch of tourists.
Well, and that...
Not many people live in Nevada.
Depending on, well, like, who's asking for a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada, that's one where you're gambling and you're doing a lot of stuff that you're already kind of paying for.
Yeah.
Type deal.
I think I've given you enough of the money.
It's like how now when you just try to order any food off of any website... They already have the tip there, even if you're picking it up or whatever. Like, don't you dare include a tip for somebody. If I'm going to come
get it. Why does
it
make me feel guilty every time?
I don't even care.
I place all my orders online.
Yeah.
Like through the toast thing or whatever.
Yep.
And at the very bottom, it's like 20% tip. And I go, for what?
Yeah, you didn't do it. I'm doing it
pay
right
your
here.
Employees.
Yes.
I'm giving you $100 for food. Give some of that to your employees.
Yeah, you don't need... It's what we've been bitching about it for 6 years now since COVID. You don't need restaurant owners. Sorry to hear this. You don't need to make $100 off a $10 bag of chicken wings. You don't need to make $1,000 off a $10 bag of chicken wings. And then you got to act like we're stupid. Oh, guys, chicken shortage. Stuff like that where it's like, don't treat us like we're stupid.
I never know what it's like to I don't want to ever run a restaurant. I know it's difficult. No. I know your margins are hard and all that stuff.
Yes.
But I'm also, if I'm just driving over there to pick up my food, I'm not going to tip.
No.
And I feel guilty every time you do it. Or if you don't, if you pay with a card when you get there and then it pops up on the screen, leave a tip.
Like, no,
I know
I'm
they
not,
cooked it. Are you not paying them enough money? I don't know.
I'm not giving you a tip.
The worst tippers, California, Washington, Nevada. The best? And I have a theory for why it comes down to my other theory of wealth. The best tippers are Delaware, West Virginia, and New Hampshire. Delaware could be you got Washington people over there.
But they're rich and annoying
they're
as hell, too.
They're also rich, but that kind of disputes my thing.
Hmm.
But my other point is rich people are always the cheapest, and broke people are usually the most generous.
Yeah.
And I think West Virginia probably is pretty broke, and they know what it's like to be broke, so
they
can tip well.
Appreciate the service.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, Cody and I accept tips in the form of bits on our Twitch stream.
Oh, yeah. Well, there.
Bitty tips. Tip biddies. Biddies. Yep.
We are providing a service.
We are providing a very important service, and tips are welcome. I'm just going to swing the screen around here real quick. A couple of questions for you to answer.
Okay,
and then,
yep,
think. Okay. Tip. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here is your schedule of events, campers. All right.
Parents!
Spectacular!
We will have a gaming stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan!
Parents!
Radio side, you'll get the 90s at 9, and then back tonight at 7 o'clock.
We will be doing two shows today, folks.
All
right, parents, 7 o'clock tonight.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm.
That'd be like the worst.
What?
Like, you know, when you go to like Enchanted Forest and the carnival at 11 and 2 and 4. You know, like, that'd be the worst.
Come see the show, 6 a.m. and another smaller one, 7 p.m.
Those are the only times?
That's it? That's
yeah,
all
you
got?
You gotta get here early for it or you gotta stay after we close. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You know all the links are right there at the show.fm. Thank you, Joe's Buds, for tonight's stream.
Okay.
Radio World, you get the 90s at 9.
Yeah.
Kicking off with an underrated banger from the 90s. Big Wreck. It's K-Rock.